we're talking about letter mue. Okay, it does mean mute. Okay, well, clearly when you won't have to pronounce this vowel d'accord? So let's start, and we'll see actually four different situations when you shouldn't pronounce this letter, and let's see with the first one. Okay, so the first one, and the rule is quite clear, it's à la fin d'un mot, at the end of a word, then you shouldn't pronounce this like here, une voiture. Okay, so clearly here this will open, I mean the sound, so it's you won't have to pronounce it like une nasale, un, but then it's une, okay? But then you don't insist on it, so clearly you don't pronounce it une voiture. Same thing here. The last thing that you will hear is this r, voiture, voiture. So it's not here, okay? So clearly you don't pronounce it here. It could be also in that situation when you've got a verb, okay? So elle parle, parle. And then the last thing here that you will hear is the l, l, l. Okay, so here is not pronounced, and it's not pronounced here. You don't say elle, but then you say elle, elle. Elle parle. Okay, elle parle. And then, well, it could be also in that case with an adjective, okay, intelligente. Same thing here. When you put this well, actually, you will pronounce the final T, okay, but you don't pronounce this here, intelligente. Okay, so une voiture, elle parle, intelligente. Remember that if you've got, in some situations, the pronoun le, and if it comes after your verb, like in that case, then you will have to pronounce it. Okay, so regarde-le, regarde-le, all right, regarde-le, écoute-le, okay, écoute-le, so here you pronounce it, and then finis-le, okay, regarde-le, écoute-le, finis-le, all right, so when you've got this combination in which you've got this pronoun le after, okay, but then actually it's the same thing. In that case, you've got to pronounce the final okay, but then in other cases, you don't. Second situation. Après une voyelle. So after another vowel, like here, for instance, you don't pronounce this okay? So in that case, if you want to pronounce it correctly, you should pronounce it like il étudie. Okay, so the last thing that you will pronounce will be the vowel I here, okay, il étudie. You don't pronounce this here. Okay, let's see another example. Elle joue. So it's, in that case, it's quite interesting because if you look carefully, you've got the combination of the vowel O and U, and together, you know that they produce the sound OU, okay, and it's exactly the same rule, so you've got this after, but then clearly you don't pronounce it. Okay, elle joue. And then, je skie. Okay, exactly the same thing. Je skie. Okay, you get this I, and after that you get the vowel E, but then you don't pronounce it. All right? And it's actually quite interesting because, you know, I just wanted to rewrite the same verbs, but then I will put them at the plural form, and then you get this E, N, T, and actually, it will be exactly the same rule because you don't pronounce this e, and then even if it's at the plural form, so ent, well, you don't pronounce it. So you will get ils étudient. All right, ils étudient. You don't pronounce that, and it will be exactly the same thing as we had previously. Elle joue. Okay, elle joue. And then tu skis. Well, exactly the same thing, even if you get this ES, well, actually the E is mute, you don't pronounce it, so you don't pronounce the final S either. Okay? Étudier is to study, jouer is to play, and then skier is to ski. Okay? So, clearly, if you've got this combination A Well, you don't pronounce It will be exactly the same thing. You don't pronounce the or same rule. Same thing. And then if you, as we saw previously, if you combine A and E, and after that you've got the you don't pronounce it. It could be as well this O, E, and you don't pronounce it. U, E, and you don't pronounce it. So it can be also this A and U together. You will get the sound O, but then you don't pronounce the U if it's coming after. Same thing here. If you've got E and U, and then you get this you don't pronounce it. O and U, and after that you've got the E, you don't pronounce it. Remember that it must be followed by whether une consonne, a consonant, or then nothing. Okay, if you've got a vowel, I mean the rule is changing, of course. Okay, so whether a consonant, so une consonne, or then rien, so nothing. Okay, so let's see now the third situation here, when will be muet. Okay, and then the thing goes like, pour certains verbes, au futur et au conditionnel présent, you won't pronounce this E. So if you want to conjugate verbs, and in that case we're talking about verbs from the first group, so ending with ER, okay? So we'll see that, like here for instance, aimer, okay, to love or to like, and the first form that you've got here, it's the future form, le futur simple, and here you've got this conditionnel present form, okay? But then it's exactly the same thing, because even if you've got this E here and here, you don't pronounce it. So it will go like j'aimerais, or then j'aimerais. Remember, phonetically, they are the same, okay? J'aimerais, j'aimerais. It could be another verb like adorer, to adore. Tu adoreras, tu adorerais, okay? Or then étudier, same thing here. It will go away. Elle étudiera, elle étudierait. Okay, so j'aimerais, j'aimerais, tu adoreras, tu adorerais, elle étudiera, elle étudierait. Quite simple. And now let's see the number four, the fourth situation where you don't pronounce it. And so that's the rule, à partir de la deuxième syllabe et après, okay? So if you've got a word in which you've got many syllables, think about that. If you've got the here, starting at the second place or the second syllable, and after, then you don't pronounce it. Let's see how it will go. Well, here it's exactly what we've been seeing, because it's the second syllable, so you've got re and then ve and nir, but then clearly you don't pronounce it, so you get revenir, revenir. Okay, same thing here, appeler, but then you get appeler, appeler, and then samedi. All right, so revenir, appeler, samedi. Okay, let's see now when they are in the third place. So bizarrement, but then you will get bizarrement, bizarrement. Exactly the same thing after that, complètement, but then you will get complètement. Okay, so revenir, appeler, samedi, bizarrement, complètement. And then think about that. Well, it's possible to find it at the fourth place, so it will be the fourth syllable of the word. And then we're talking about, well, in most of the cases, we're talking about the adverbs, and the adverbs that will end with -ement, okay? In most of the cases, you don't pronounce this here.